There's a lot of emphasis on the fact that Yosef was 17 years old. I hope later on in the week to better explain what his relationship was with the Bnei Bilha, the Bnei Zilpah. And I think that's an interesting question to try to understand how exactly that, you know, goes down. But what exactly are we supposed to understand from the fact that he's 17 years old, other than the fact that it's an important note to be able to date the rest of the story? So he's 17 years old. Okay, great. And he's a nar. He's a youth. It's a good question. So the Medrash picks up on this and says that Yosef, when he later on finds himself in the home of Potiphar and he's being successful, it says that he kind of would look in the mirror and make sure his hair was just right and just perfectly straight. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, how could it be? Your father is in a painful place of mourning and you're making sure that every single hair is in exact place? It can't be. And so because of that, there is the whole story with the wife of Potiphar and how he ends up in jail. And that's a pretty strong criticism on Yosef. And perhaps it's beyond the scope of what we're going to do in this short of our Torah. But the question I think we have to understand is, why is it that we have so much time spent on how old he is? And why does the Medrash add this overlay of the fact that he was taking care of himself and making sure that he was exactly properly groomed, etc., etc.? I think the fascinating point that we can see from Yosef is that Yosef starts as a 17-year-old teenager, and a lot of what he does, the fact that he gets himself into trouble, the fact that he starts up with the brothers or says things to the brothers that show that he's not reading the room correctly. He does not fully appreciate the fact that they really don't like him. And therefore, he starts up with them and he incites them with some of the things that he says. What at the end of the day are we supposed to make of this? I think the takeaway is a very simple one. Yosef is not mature enough yet to lead. And that is okay. It's okay not to be mature enough because he's only 17 years old. What's amazing about the entire story is that we watch the development of Yosef. We watch the maturation of Yosef. And when we get to the end and we hit Vayigash and he says, "Ani Yosef ha'ud avichai," when he reveals himself to his brothers, I think the thing that we finally realize is this is not the Yosef with which the story started. This is not the Yosef who was ben shvasrei shana. In the 22 years that he's away, as he's a 39-year-old, Yosef becomes hardened to the world around him, and Yosef becomes far more cognizant of what people think, of how people perceive, of what people hear in his words. And Yosef becomes a much more sensitive, mature person. And alas, when all of that happens, Yosef truly does become a leader. And that's what leadership is all about. Have a good day.